Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Sonia Pressman Fuentes. Sonia has been speaking on women's rights for more than 40 years. She is the co-founder of the National Organization for Women and Federally Employed Women. She is the author of the memoir, Eat First, You Don't Know What They'll Give You, The Adventures of an Immigrant Family and Their Feminist Daughter. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Sonia.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, I knew that you were going to ask me this question, and in my life, and perhaps in others' lives also, I see my public speaking being related to my interest in language and my interest in storytelling and my interest in performing. I've been a storyteller ever since childhood. I guess my first performances were I gave the speech when I was valedictorian of my high school class. That was the first talk I ever had to give, and I gave a talk called The American Way of Life. And I also, about the same time, had a major role in the senior class play in Monticello High School, New York. The play was called The Whole Town's Talking. As I say, being a speaker and a performer has been part of my life for a very long time.
Given that experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you were born being able to do? And why do you feel that way?
I'm not really an expert on that. My guess is that it's probably both. I think the ability to be a public speaker, to be comfortable speaking, to have something to say to other people, to be interesting, to be humorous, has to be within a person. But I'm certain, or I think so, I never had any training in it myself, but I think there are certainly also things that you can learn about it.
Well, given that you've done some performing, I'm sure that counts as training. It's basically, I think, a lot of training in public speaking is just practicing and doing it.
I think that too.
So now imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. And given that you've been speaking for more than 40 years, I think you probably have some skills in this area. What do you believe are your main superpowers?
Well, first of all, I believe that I have something to say. I don't accept a speaking engagement unless it's going to be on a subject where I have something to convey to the audience that they don't know already and that they can't get from someone else. I'm critical of other speakers since I am a speaker, and I love terrific speakers, but sometimes I listen to speakers and they don't seem to really have a subject or a message. They just ramble on. So one thing is I believe I have something to say. Secondly, I enjoy public speaking. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, oh, I could never do that. I could never get in front of a group of people and speak. And I say to them, depending on who the person is, I would say, well, but you're a wonderful cook, or you know how to make clothes, or you're this, or you're that. They have those skills. I have this skill. Another skill I have is that I have a sense of humor. And I don't take myself too seriously, and I try to inject humor in whatever it is I'm talking about. Some subjects don't lend themselves to that, but many do. I think my final skill is that I can mold an audience. When I'm speaking to an audience, I'm looking at them. Sometimes I'm looking at some people in particular. I pick up vibes from the audience. I see what goes over with them, what doesn't, and I feel that I can take them with me and do things with them. I very often feel like a sculptor who's making something out of clay. I feel I can do things with the audience.
Interesting. It sounded also like at the beginning when you were answering the question that the something to say aspect, it's like your presentation needs to have a flow, a beginning, a middle, and an end, just like a story, even though it may not be a story in and of itself. Would you say that's about right?
Well, I wasn't thinking all that. I would agree with that. What I was really thinking is that I would imagine this is true for everybody. If I'm going to speak to a group, I need to have something I'm going to tell them that they don't already know. Something unique that I know, that they don't know, and that I'm going to tell them. Otherwise, they'd be wasting their time listening to me.
Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with how you tell it, because although you may hear the same topic more than once, how each individual person expresses it is unique.
Well, I agree with that, but it isn't what I meant. I have, for example, I speak on a number of topics, but the one that I most ask to speak about is the beginning of the second wave of the women's movement and what's happened since then. I happen to have unique information in that subject. I participated in the founding of that movement, and when I talk to people, they're interested to hear what happened historically. Not a matter of how I tell it. It's the fact that no one else has that information.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many other people are in that situation, and how you tell it is important, too. But what I really meant is that you've got to have some information you're going to impart to people, or else maybe you're just going to amuse them, and you're not going to impart information. I don't just do amusement speeches, but you can also give a talk where all you're doing is amusing somebody for 20 minutes. So that would be a little different.
Okay, I understand. Now, what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop these particular superpowers or skills as well?
I always get a little uncomfortable when somebody asks me for advice or to predict the future, because I don't really have any special expertise in that area. The only thing I can tell somebody is, as you mentioned earlier, try it. Get as much experience as you can. I've always heard about Toastmasters. I have never joined, but that may be a good thing for people to join who want to be speakers.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your unique perspective on public speaking, Sonia.
It's been a pleasure.
This is the end of today's session of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.